commercial we did yesterday.
What a great soundbite.
Well, I'm like, we're celebrating International Women's Day. He's like, yeah, I love women. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got to run with this.
That is great.
So that's happening tonight here at the radio station at 9 North Church Street. And Adrian, after a couple of months off, back on, even though the governor, I think a lot of us were expecting her to lift the mask mandate, since all of the states surrounding us have, all Republican governors, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought she was, but anyway, we won't go there. But we're still going to be able to do it with just wear your mask and a limited, 75 people
we're
at a time?
We're doing 75 inside.
But y'all got lots of space.
We do. We have a lot of space to spread out. So.
Okay. Art Walk from 6 until 8 tonight. Tell us about it.
So we've got our big exhibit opening up. It's our Members Juried Show. And we were going to have Members Jury Show and Fred Marchman, but we're going to push Fred Marchman to a future date. And we have decided to do Members Jury Show in both galleries because we had so many entries this year that there was no way that we couldn't do it. We had 200 entries by members, and we usually have 100.
Wow.
So
now, so for those that the Members Jury Show, I'm guessing those that are members of the Art Center can submit a piece or two.
Exactly. They can submit up to 3 pieces, and then we have a judge come in, and she juries pieces in or out. So you could get in all 3, you could get in 2, 1, or none at all. So it's all up to the judge and whether she wants your piece to be in. So,
and what a great opportunity to see truly local art.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a lot of people from here, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Mobile, all artist members and above. And that's one of the benefits to being the artist is that you can participate in this show. And there is a jury fee to submit your pieces, but it's a fundraiser for the Art Center. And with having so many pieces, you know, we have expenses that go to pay for awards that to participate. We have awards. And then the proceeds after that goes to the Art Center. And so we had $3,000 that were raised by our artist members for the Art Center, which is fantastic.
Which you need now more than ever, because a couple of major fundraisers had to be canceled, right?
Exactly, exactly.
The White Linen Night. And
And we're doing White Linen this year, but it's going to be a lot different. I think, you know, it's going to be kind of a hybrid event where it's live, but virtual as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're going to do an auction online this year. So.
Okay, but tonight you are open.
Yes.
And it's free admission.
Yes.
Free donations are accepted, though.
And we're going to have Ted Donnelly. It will be playing piano inside during the night. So he'll be playing 6 to 8, and then we'll take a break at 6:30 and announce the award winners for the juried show. And Lucy Gafford was our judge. She's the Mobile Arts Council Executive Director, and she will be here to announce the winners. So if you are an artist and you want to meet our judge, she'll be there, so you can talk to her. And if you go to our website, I don't have pictures up yet because we have so many artworks that's what I'm doing today is getting up as many pictures as I can.
Okay.
So if you can't make it out tonight, you can see those pictures online.
Well, I can see some right on the front page. Looks like big metal abstract pieces. That's the Charlie Lucas display.
That's the Charlie Lucas display, and that's going to be downstairs in our courtyard gallery. So he'll be up tonight as well. And he's been up since January, and he'll be up through the end of this month, maybe longer. So you can come and see him too. And he does kind of like an outsider folk art. There's sculptures ranging from 2-3 feet to 10 feet tall.
I see bicycle parts incorporated to something clever.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think last time we were talking about, he's got this huge fish that's on one of the walls. It's like 10 feet wide. And same thing, it's got bicycle parts, reused metal, rusted metal. He's got a couple of like animals. They look like horses almost in the middle of the gallery, made from recycled parts that he's found on the side of the road that he's reclaimed. And I think they're like one of the horses has a rake for a head. So it's really cool.
It's interesting to see, you know, I wish I had the artist eye that can see that piece of scrap and in their mind, they're turning it into art. So
yeah, exactly.
Pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, this would be a perfect torso. It's like, how would you ever see that?
Right,
but somehow it fits.
Now, sometimes walking on the beach, I'll collect driftwood that I think might look like something. But
exactly.
That's about
exactly.
It.
It's like seeing clouds and seeing animals in clouds.
So, do we have refreshments and a sponsor tonight?
We don't have a sponsor tonight. So that's another reason why fundraisers like this help out a lot, because sometimes, you know, with local businesses as your sponsor, you know, they can't do it at times like these. So that helps us a lot too with sponsoring our refreshments. We'll have Malia Mulliken. She caters our event, so she'll be providing the food. We'll have beer and wine as well.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Yes, so we still have them.
Do you do that part outside?
I guess if the weather's nice tonight, it's possible we may put the bar outside, because that would be really nice.
I think the rain's coming in much later, but yeah, y'all double check on that. Lots happening at the Eastern Shore Art Center tonight from 6 until 8.
Yes.
And for those that are interested in membership, what does that entail?
Yes, so we have different levels of membership, starting at an individual level. It's $40, and that lasts all year round from the time that you sign up, and that includes discounts on classes and workshops throughout the year. It also includes a discount in our gift shop, too, a 10% discount. We have family memberships. We have an artist-level membership, and like I discussed with the jury show, that artist-level membership gets you into shows like this. And we have an open show once a year around Christmas time. And we also have a sales gallery throughout the year that occurs every other month. So lots of opportunities for artists to display their work.
And then for those that don't feel comfortable getting out tonight or can't get out tonight, you can go weekdays. What are the hours where you can see these exhibits in case you miss it?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m. So come on in, and it's during the week, it's a little quiet, so it's a perfect time to come in and have the gallery to yourself, you know. It's
and
really
then
nice.
The gift shop
the
has
gift
some
shop,
locally
yeah.
made items.
Locally made items, pottery, paintings, jewelry. We've got some amazing jewelry in there right now by Lydia Loftus. She does amazing beaded work. That's just, it's crazy to see like someone actually makes that with their hands, you know, and not a machine.
Wow.
So definitely come in.
And the biggie, we're saving the best for last.
Man.
Is the outdoor art show.
I know. I feel like the last time I was here, I was like, we're doing it. And then it was like, okay, now it's postponed.
Well, you know, I think it probably turned out for the best.
I think so, too.
Because the governor said no more mask mandate after April 9th.
Yeah.
And y'all have moved the show
to
from
April 30th.
April 30th, May 1st, and 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it kind of works out for the best. I think the weather will be fantastic. It'll be, you know, getting hot on the hot side, but like hopefully that wind will come through.
Hopefully
nice and
so, because you know, we've had some really cold.
Exactly. So yeah, if you need information about that, it's on the website as well. And on our Facebook, we've got a Facebook event up. It's April 30th through May 2nd, same time, 10 to 5 each day. We'll be having about 80 to 90 artists on Section Street. We'll probably have a couple of food trucks out in front of the art center too. And usually we do some live art demos, but we'll have maybe some potters out front so you can see some people on the wheel building pottery. And then, like I said, the Art Center will be open as well, so you'll see the juried show will still be up during that time as well. So.
Some people may not realize when they attend the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival, there's actually two festivals.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of don't notice it as you're walking around, but if you pay some attention, there's usually some type of an arbor or balloon arbor or something.
Yeah, we try to do something.
Designating your walking through from... Yeah. And that's at Magnolia. When you cross
Magnolia
on Section Street, you magically transfer from the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival to the Eastern Shore Art Center's Outdoor Arts Show.
Exactly. And I usually try to tell people, you notice the difference when the location of the booths change. Like the other festival has their booths in the center of the street, and then our booths are on the sides of the street. So
I see.
Next to the sidewalks.
And not sure if that's how the layout will be this year because of COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it since theirs are kind of like in quads, and they're going to be spaced. I know they're definitely spacing their booths further apart, but they should still be in the street, I think.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, something to put on the calendar and look forward to and start paying attention when your friends call and want to come visit to come to town.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Everybody wants to come to town for that.
Mm-hmm. I need a couch.
Hopefully by then everything will be safer. Very good. Anything else, Adrian?
I don't think so, but I want to know more about this fashion show.
Oh, so we had our friend Faye Ray, who does Faye Ray Designs. Mm-hmm. She's connected with some folks in the fashion world outside of the Fairhope Eastern Shore area.
Okay.
And she's friends with Lacey Cupani.
Okay.
And Lacey has a fashion magazine, Amazing Fashions, CMG. She's involved with the New York City Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week.
That's big time.
Her specialty are crocheted, I call them coverlets. Say you wear a solid black pants and blouse, then you put on a crochet, something over it, an accent.
Yeah.
But I have seen a complete crocheted ball gown that she made as well.
Oh, man.
So she specializes in crocheting things. And then Faye Ray has, she does fabric and silk wraps and sarongs.
Okay.
So tonight, and then in Foley, they're doing photo shoots as well. That's how this all started. We had her here to talk about their Foley events where they're shooting for International Women's Day and they want people to come out and join them.
Okay.
And when the local designer, Faye, told Lacey, the New York designer, about it, she said, well, could we come on the radio, maybe do a photo shoot there? So they're going to be here. So we decided to open for Art Walk, and we're asking folks to be here about 5:30, and they will literally, whomever wants to be in the pictures with us has a chance, you know, to be in the magazine, and they will literally, you don't have to undress and redress.
Right.
You'll just wear one of these
over
your clothing, which is why we're suggesting wear solid colors if possible.
I crochet, but not a ball gown. I can do some scarves.
I don't know if you can sneak out before the
that
art center
awesome.
Starts or not. And I'll find somebody that could possibly Facebook Live, do some Facebook Live for us too. So if you can't see it, since you'll be busy at the art center. And just as a side note, their picture for their event called All Your Beauty, an event dedicated to Women's Day that's happening in Foley, their picture is of three women in lingerie, not revealing, just like normal, the normal women with normal figures. And I had a friend of mine message me. She said, I'm not wearing that to the photo shoot. I'm like, no. Read the print. Read the copy.
Yeah. So. Maybe Mark will. Yeah, you never know.
Oh, Mark's excited, as you know.
He'll be taking the photographs.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all
That's
come
exciting.
See us. And we, you know, we might have to filter some folks outside on our, our sidewalk and whatever. We don't want to get too full and or any of that, and folks will need to wear their mask. But I think it'll be a fun time, so we hope.
Yeah, it's different. That's really exciting.
Okay. And meanwhile, tonight, 6 until 8, First Friday Art Walk Open House at the Eastern Shore Arts Center. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. And esartcenter.com, right?
.org, but it'll still shoot you to the same place.
esartcenter.org for more information, or call. I had a lady call me the other day looking for the Art Center because our numbers are so similar.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Y'all's number is 928-2228 for the Art Center.